Could college be. Over. She could have went on being a better teacher. She quit and got married.
How would you tell cows to stand still so you could milk them?
Say, sod yours, what all they say.
Okay. Well, y'all have it now.
What is it?
Here comes Pop.
Oh, no.
You're going hollering and screaming.
Well, you sure will.
You can't hear enough, so you
it stinks so bad you can't stay in here.
Is he your father?
He's my wife's father. Mm-hmm. And his wife's been dead and he can't hear nothing. You can't get him worse or anything else. And boy, he don't ever take a bath. He ain't take a bath in 10 years, I bet you. Oh, he smells awful. He chases you out of the house. He chases me out here a lot of times. That's the truth.
No, it's like gray, isn't it?
How would you call horses to get them in out of the pasture?
Well, you could say, quop, quop, that's what we always said.
Uh-huh.
Or, whistle.
What about to get them to turn left or right when you're
playing? Well, on the left you say, ha,
mm-hmm.
And on the right you say, gee. And they learned that in a good one. We had a little old mule that you just pull a bridle off and plow with him. And you say, gee. Boy, he walked right over there. Ha. And I made him walk up on a bed, a little sharp one like that,
mm-hmm.
And he mess around and get off of it. If he got off to the right, I said, ha! Mm-hmm. Boy, he stopped if he got rough, and he start hunting that bed up.
Mm-hmm.
Boy, he would.
What would you be guiding him with when you're plowing?
Well, you use lines to guide him with the lines.
What about when you're riding on him? Do you have?
Well, I tell you about him, you didn't ride on him very much because he didn't put up with that.
What about riding a horse?
Well, you have reins in.
Uh-huh. And your feet are in the...
Stirrups, yeah.
And if you want to get a horse started, you tell him...
Get up.
What about to stop him?
Either one.
And to stop him?
Whoa.
And to back him up?
Whoa back is what they always said. Work anywhere I wanted to, see.
Mm-hmm.
And so I moved up there. And the nearest I ever got into it, there was a neighbor lived out there by the name of Well, I had a bird dog. And it was, you know, a liver spotted bird dog. It had a spot up on his head and one or two on his side. And there was a dog went over there and started killing his chickens.
Mm-hmm.
See? Well, it looked like my bird dog, and he thought it was. Mm-hmm. And here he come over. And he was plenty mad because he killed three or four or five of them, see? And when he got over there, well, he talked himself, you see. And I didn't get mad or anything, because I always try to reason everything out. And I said, Mr. I said, if he's killing your chicken, I said, I'll kill him. He said, it ain't no if, not bad, it's over there right now.
Mm-hmm.
And when he said that, I just said, Mac, my dog was named Mac. He come around the house. Well, he's done come over here, you see. He beat me over here, is what he said, and he seen him. He said, that's him right there. I said, all right, we'll go over there. We're going over there and look at your chickens. And I told my dog, I said, stay here, Mac. He's got on porch, boy, he mind good. And because I'd trained him from a little pup up, see. And when we drove over, well, there was a dog that looked just like him, only was a hound dog. He wasn't even a bird dog, she said, he was a hound dog. And he told me going over, I said, you don't have to kill him. I said, I'll kill him myself. I said, well, just kill him then. I said, I don't care if he's killing your chickens, you kill him. But I could have got mad and went all to pieces and could have got into it with him. But I wanted to reason it out, and if it was my dog, I wanted him to kill him. If he wanted to, that's his privilege, see, because he killed his stuff, and I didn't want him by. But when he got over there was an old dog there, and it was a hound dog.
Mm-hmm.
It wasn't even a bird dog, but he looked like my dog a whole lot, you see. And he said, told me, he said, Butch, he said, we's well acquainted, know him, Mama. He said, I'm sorry that I acted that way. I said, well, it's all right. I said, you didn't make me mad or nothing. It didn't. Didn't even hurt my feelings, because I meant just what I said, see. And then there was a guy that lived plumb across the creek about 4 miles from there, and he told me, he said, your dog jumped my yard fence the other day. And I never said anything. Only I said, you sure it's my dog? He said, yeah, it's him, I know him.